Ye say the sky is red and lowering, therefore a storm draweth nigh. Ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. For they were eating and drinking and building until the flood destroyed them all. Until the flood destroyed them all.
You know, the flood. God did not want to destroy them. It was not God's idea. He had created all men. He had created the world. And when he created it, it was very good. I picture the rain coming down and the waters rising. I picture the rain as the tears of God weeping for his children. He never wanted it to be that way. It is not God's will that any should perish. The Son of Man is not coming to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Oh, it was not God's idea. God's tears came out in that flood. It was people who did it. Oh, how God wept those 40 days. God wanted to be people's friends. He wanted to know all men. He wanted to be their friend, have a relationship. He created us for his pleasure. But they had forgotten him. They did not remember God. They were eating and drinking. We've all got to eat and drink. They were building. They were marrying and giving in marriage. Oh, God loves marriage. It was not that they were sinning. At least that's not what it says. But they had forgotten God. Oh, do not forget God. Write the vision, make it plain. Write what God has brought you to. Malachi 3:16 says, "And a book of remembrance was written for them that feared the Lord and that thought on his name." Oh, remember the Lord. If you have fallen, remember from whence you have fallen and repent. Let it not be forgotten. Do not forget the work of the Lord. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. Do not miss a move of God. When he moves, move along with him. Discern the signs of the times. Discern the hand of God. Where is he moving? What is he doing? Oh, don't destroy yourself, but remember God.